This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I thought the whole thing was kind of nonsense, to be honest with you.
That's the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, discussing Russian interference in the 2016 election and the subsequent Mueller investigation into it. Kushner downplaying the damage that Russian meddling did.
You look at, you know, what Russia did, you know, buying some Facebook ads to try to sow dissent and do it, and it's a terrible thing. But I think the investigations and all of the speculation that's happened for the last 2 years has had a much harsher impact on our democracy.
Kushner was speaking at the Time 100 summit in Washington. U.S. military and FBI officials now in Sri Lanka to help investigate Sunday's deadly bomb attacks there. Meanwhile, in a national address, Sri Lanka's president said he was kept in the dark on the intelligence about the planned attacks, and he vowed to take stern action against officials who failed to share that information. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
A law firm that specializes in representing child sex abuse victims is now accusing the Boy Scouts of America of keeping secret the identity of thousands of alleged pedophiles. An attorney who's representing the firm, Jeff Anderson, says the Boy Scouts failed to tell authorities about more than 7,000 people in its so-called perversion files.
This is a real peril. It's a systemic problem. These are perversion files and secrets held by the Boy Scouts of America across this country.
Two former executives of Rochester Drug Cooperative are facing charges of filling orders that they knew were fake during the opioid epidemic. U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman.
Today, we announced the first ever drug trafficking charges against a pharmaceutical company and two of its executives for illegally distributing prescription drugs that help fuel the opioid epidemic.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A teen in Phoenix, Arizona is in custody after allegedly bringing potassium nitrate to school and making threats against what he referred to as a Muslim church. A Phoenix police sergeant says the threat was serious.
Stating that a person wants to blow up a church or house of worship is one thing. And then the following day, when an individual is found with some chemicals that could create an explosion, that changes things.
Potassium nitrate is a salt-like substance. It's not dangerous on its own, but when it's mixed with other chemicals, it can create a flash powder. Police say no threat was made against the teenager's school, only against that so-called Muslim church. California continues to lead the U.S. in air pollution. The American Lung Association releasing its annual State of the Air report, saying 7 of the top 10 smoggiest cities are in California. Los Angeles continues to hold down the top spot, and it's had the worst air pollution for 19 of the past 20 years. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's arrived in Russia for his meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Kim arriving by train today in the Russian city of Vladivostok, which is where he is scheduled to meet with Putin tomorrow. tomorrow. A Kremlin official says Kim and Putin are expected to discuss the international standoff over North Korea's nuclear program. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, that is the time. I'm Bill Martinez. John Whitehead joins us from the Rutherford Institute, attorney and author who has written, debated, and practiced widely in the area of constitutional law and human rights. John, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good, I think. You know, with all the things going on in the country, I'm trying to keep up with everything that's going on. There's some pretty tough things going on.
Well, it's nonstop, no doubt about it. Your latest column I wanted to talk about specifically, from Jesus Christ to Julian Assange, when dissidents become enemies of the state, huh?
Yeah, it's tough stuff. I mean, I'm a first civil liberties lawyer. I've defended a lot of people over time. I've helped whistleblowers, others trying to make our government hold themselves to the law. But our government today does not hold itself to the law. I mean, if you're keeping up with things, go to our website at Rutherford.org. I write on this all the time. I mean, the government, every second of the day now, they're watching you. I mean, they're tracking you everywhere. Google's using geofencing now. If you're in a city and you walk by a certain place, it could be a crime scene. You can get arrested now. They're watching everybody. The post office is photographing all of our mail. Did you know that? No, most people don't.
You know, no.
We have a government that's violating the law, and they're doing some pretty atrocious things. So there's some pretty good people that have come forward and said some things that need to be said, told the truth about what's going on. If you've watched that footage, and I hope people will go at least on Facebook, watch the footage of the shooting that with Manning and Assange exposed. I mean, listen, I was an infantry officer during the Vietnam War, and some of the things I saw and some of the things that helicopter pilots told me shocked me. I mean, absolutely shocked me about what they were doing. I had one pilot told me, he said he came back and he wanted to get out of the Army at that point. He was doing a helicopter raid north, and he said they were ordered to get rid of all their ammunition before they came back to the base. He said they'd actually fly over villages and empty it. He said you could see the people darting around. They were dropping. We emptied the ammo and we came back. You know why? Because the big corporations were forcing the military, basically, to use the ammo up. That's an actual stories I were told that were happening. So a lot of this stuff has been going on, and finally someone steps forward and says it, and what happened? They have to go into hiding. They have to go to Russia, some foreign embassy, and I mean, it takes a lot of guts to do that. I mean, it's just, and look, when I look at the character of Jesus in the Bible, the man had a lot of guts. I mean, he stood up to the powers of be, and he could have gotten out of it easy by saying, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Pilate, I didn't mean to do that. But if you look at what he said to Pilate, he told Pilate to stick it. And he wasn't afraid to criticize the people of his day. He spoke truth to power, and he identified with the homeless, the down and out, the outcast of society. He emphasized forgiveness. And as I look around our society today, there's homeless littering the streets. I mean, churches today could end homelessness. I mean, all the money being given to the Notre Dame Cathedral now. I mean, I read some articles on today. Some guy said you could end the world hunger if people would focus on that. But we don't focus on those things, and we've lost sight of what it means to be a good Christian.
Mm-hmm. Well, look what's happening in San Francisco. I was just reading how much money they're allocating right now just to pick up human feces, John.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah. Seattle is just littered streets. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's the country's in a mess. I mean, 75 stores are going to be closing by 2026, they're saying now,
mm-hmm.
in this country. You know what that means?
Well,
possible economic collapse.
Exactly.
There's so many things coming at us at once, and we don't seem to be focused on it. But as I read the characters like Jesus and stuff, they exposed all this. Mm-hmm. They got out and spoke to it. I mean, when Jesus criticized the key religious leaders of the day, the temple masters, I mean, read Matthew 21:31. I tell you the truth, the tax collectors and the prostitutes will enter the kingdom of heaven ahead of you.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. Exactly.
Pastor today. So.
Right. Well, the fact of the matter is just as it is today, is the culture, the very soul of the culture is corrupt, John.
Yes.
That's the problem that we have. I mean, and this is not going to be handled at the voting box.
No.
This is going to be happening because people rediscover that their knees bend and they become humble and realize that what is happening and what has happened in their culture is in great part because of what we have done and what we have failed to do.
What we have failed to do. And again, where was Jesus at? Was he sitting in a church? No, he was out in the streets. He was out in the streets mm-hmm. preaching, talking to people. I see very little of that today. And you wonder why the culture, listen, we're in a great moral collapse in the country. Why? Because we're just not out there. We're too busy sitting down, watching TV, watching somebody speak on TV about religion. We're not practicing it. And when I travel to places like New York City and you're walking along and there's people laying on the sidewalk, you know, and they're laying on the sidewalk by churches.
Right.
No
right.
one seems to care. But, you know, again, the pastor.
Maybe that's their last hope, John. That's their last hope is that maybe that's their last hope for those that are homeless. Figure, okay, if I lie here next to the church, maybe somebody might acknowledge
somebody
me. Maybe the Good Samaritan might come by, right?
Yeah, we've lost empathy. You know, again, empathy mm-hmm. means that you care about other people. You know, and we just, I mean, for the work I do, you know, I'll get people who will say, oh, come on, yeah, being negative, you know, and all this and that. And all you got to do is spit the statistics at them, what's happening in the country, and say, okay, I'm going to be a bit negative, but I'm also trying to wake people up and get them up off their butts and active. You know, the average American watches 151 hours of television a month. They're saying the average American's on their phone 7 hours a day looking at a screen. Well, if you're looking, mm-hmm. you ain't doing. And
that's right.
I'm trying to get people active out there. And the Jesus model is the perfect model to follow. I mean, he spoke mm-hmm. truth to power. He helped others. He was homeless. When he needed money, where did he have to go for it? He had to dish it out of a fish's mouth.
Right.
I'm serious. He did not. He did not put on a gold suit and make a lot of money or get in front, you know, raise a lot of money, you know, being a prosperity gospel guy or something like that, which I see today. You know, we're not teaching the morals. We're not teaching them in our, well, the schools are not teaching them at all. Mm-hmm. The public schools are not teaching
right.
people today, you know, what they need to be taught. And that is, they need to care for other people. They need to right. know their rights. I mean, the average American today can't even tell you. Listen, a recent poll was done. 40% of Americans cannot tell anybody one freedom in the First Amendment.
Mm.
They don't even
wow.
know it. 60% don't know how many amendments are in the Bill of Rights. You remember the first 10 amendments of the Constitution?
Right, exactly, right.
So we're a dumbed-down culture, and if we had more Jesuses running around today, I think you'd see those things. But they get, you know, we help people who get on the streets sometimes and preach. They get arrested.
Right, exactly. Well, we've got to take a quick
the
break.
We're playing religious songs. People going, the police pull up and say that's against the law and arrest them. We defend them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. Well, we've got to take a quick break. We've got more from John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute right after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like it. It's Bill Martinez here, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10. 7 Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation continues with John Whitehead, founder and president of the Rutherford Institute and author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. John writes, and he quotes George Orwell here very appropriately for a time such as this, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. When exposing a crime is treated as committing a crime, you are being ruled by criminals." Case in point, David DeLayden, we keep bringing that to the forefront here, John. You know, he was the whistleblower that called Planned Parenthood into account for selling baby parts. Ironically, he's the only one that went to jail. Nobody from Planned Parenthood is being held into account for that.
No, they are, and they are going to be, because, again, the establishment backs that. And, again, you know, I was there in the beginning, by the way, with Francis Schaeffer. If people remember Francis Schaeffer and others,
yes,
who were picketing abortion clinics on a regular basis, and it was a really good thing. Getting people active today even fight that issue is another thing. People are focused elsewhere. And I think a lot of people, to be honest with you, and I'll just be real, because I've been a Christian since 1974 when I became a Christian. People today are just, they think they can go to church and that's going to save them. And you know something? Good works is how you get saved, folks. And good works is how you put treasures in heaven. And I'm telling people today, the way this country is going, it does not look good. Again, you can go to our website, Rutherford.org, and read the stuff that I put out. But just the things I'm seeing, there are military officers now who are saying they're frightened by the police they're seeing, the militarized police. They're saying, if we create an army and martial law, it can be, you know, happen within 24 hours now. They can lock down the whole country. They can lock the whole country. And you have the Pentagon now saying, they did a training video, that by 2030 the country's going to collapse and they're going to have to put the country under martial law. And the way that the chains are collapsing, all the things that we're seeing, the chain stores, the homelessness, it looks like what they're saying is going to happen. But again, most people are not paying attention. Those things are out there. But when I mention to people, they look at me blankly like, and they're back on their phones.
Exactly. Yeah, you're interrupting my screen time here. You know, the fact of the matter is, John, is that good works reflects you have been saved. You know, that's an indication that you have been saved, because good works will follow a heart that is tender toward God and humble before him. And you will begin to see things, as we were saying earlier, the way Jesus saw things. And right now, you're exactly right. We're too busy and distracted by these other things. And by the same token, even people of faith, which, you know, I wonder at times, people in the pews of America across the country, they wonder why we're in the situation we are in right now. And I got to tell you, I'm really disappointed at the lack of people who, you know, people of faith who did not go see two movies. One was the Gosnell movie. The second movie was Unplanned, the recent one, the story of Abby Johnson. I got to tell you, because I go across country and, you know, in my travels, and I talk to people in church, and I say, hey, did you see the movie? And they go, well, I saw the trailer. No, you need to see the movie. You need to understand what's going on. Are you even aware that 61 trillion babies have been murdered by the abortionists, and where they are targeted? In Black America, 40% of the abortions happen, and there's no outcry from Black America. I mean, you don't hear Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton or Cory Booker or any of those, you know, yelling and screaming about that. I mean, you know, to your point, you know, they're disconnected from their very souls, and they're worried about all these other things except these babies that are being murdered.
Babies being murdered, and they're selling baby parts to laboratories for experiments.
Mm-hmm.
And in China now, they're infusing human genes into monkeys and trying to create these kind of weird, you know, splintered beings, and you know, it's happening here as well. We just haven't heard about it. So people don't. Again, we've become data, and to the large corporations, that's all we are. To the people who run society, and you know, it goes all the way to the top, folks. And but again, when there comes a time when enough is enough. And when Jesus went into the temple with a whip, enough, he said, that's it, I've had it. Mm-hmm. And at that point, he got branded a political revolutionary, and that was when he was going to be crucified at that point. But just imagine the Roman Empire, how cruel they were, and you had somebody with that amount of guts that would walk in there and do that, knowing that the next thing, he was going to have to be killed. And that's exactly what happened to him.
And look at the propaganda that's out there. You know, I was reading something the other day, and in a first report, I went along with the headline, and of course it came from CNN, and I should have been careful. The headline says, there are now as many Americans who claim no religion as there are evangelicals and Catholics, a survey finds. Well, what they did was they demarcated Christians and Catholics, and that's how they were able to come up with a number, basically a third, a third, a third in rough numbers. And so then they say, well, non-believers they're just equal to people of faith. Well, you know, let's count the Jews in there too. I mean, we're all people of faith here, as opposed to people that do not believe in any religion whatsoever. Now, I can appreciate why they don't. And the whole basis of our conversation here, John, is that the proof is in the pudding. If people of faith were really making a difference, it would really cause the no religionists to really stand out. And but right now they're given a foothold, whether it's by the media and CNN couching this information in such a way to make it seem that if you claim no religion, you have just as much standing as somebody who claims religion.
Yeah, and again, I think we're pointing the finger back to the people with religion. You can change that. You can change it by getting active, getting out there, getting involved, getting on the streets, you know. Like I say, the money some churches have, by the way, again, they could end homelessness in their communities. But they could get together and do it, you know. And we work with some homeless shelters, and we've tried to help them, but... communities. I mean, there have been churches that have tried to set up places for homelessness in communities, and the whole community has turned against the church.
Right, exactly. Well, it happened in Anaheim, California.
Here, you know, we don't want these guys walking down our road.
Right. Yeah, it happened in Anaheim, California. There was a church doing that, John.
What's that?
Yeah. I said there was a church in Anaheim, California that did that, and the pastor was castigated, even by government officials. And then what happened is the homeless moved right next door to Angel Stadium, and they said, "Oh no, this ain't gonna happen." So they ended up, giving them vouchers for hotels to just enough time to get out so that they could put in a bunch of boulders, so the homeless couldn't move back.
Yeah, I think the church today could be a great example, and they could bring a lot more people into the faith if they would just have empathy and care for people and say, we're going to end the poor, we're not going to put up with this, we're going to feed these guys, we're going to take care of them. And they're not doing it. Why? Because there's this sense that you can just sit and listen to someone talk and you're okay. You can go home.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah, but
you paid your penance.
The New Testament, what Jesus, the Jesus model says, take action. I mean, when he got a whip. He cleared out what he thought was, people making money off of religion, and cleared them out. But, it's how many people are going to even say something like that today? Even when I say it, I get criticism for it.
Being criticized. Exactly.
Well,
and I do as well, because both you and you and I are doing the same thing. We're speaking truth to power, and people are uncomfortable with that. They're being called out. Now, I understand there's some churches that do a lot for the poor, but yet there's not enough. I mean, exactly. But we need to continue to stay the course and be faithful to what God has been putting on our hearts. Well, John, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information and how they can become a partner with the Rutherford Institute.
Yes. Go to our website at Rutherford.org. That's Rutherford.org. And again, we're a nonprofit. We raise money to fight these cases and issues.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it, cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I thought the whole thing was kind of nonsense, to be honest with you.
That's the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, discussing Russian interference in the 2016 election and the subsequent Mueller investigation into it. Kushner downplaying the damage that Russian meddling did.
You look at, you know, what Russia did, you know, buying some Facebook ads to try to sow dissent and do it, and it's a terrible thing. But I think the investigations and all of the speculation that's happened for the last 2 years has had a much harsher impact on our democracy.
Kushner was speaking at the Time 100 summit in Washington. U.S. military and FBI officials now in Sri Lanka to help investigate Sunday's deadly bomb attacks there. Meanwhile, in a national address, Sri Lanka's president said he was kept in the dark on the intelligence about the planned attacks, and he vowed to take stern action against officials who failed to share that information. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. We also stock the quantities of the supplies you use most. Buy in bulk and get additional savings on fence pickets, posts, and concrete every day. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See ProDesk for details.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Believe. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little.
Come on, Nancy. Come on, Chuck. Let's meet up in the middle here. Let's get some business. The people's business done, huh? What do you think? This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny, how you doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. Well, the redacted version, as you write, of the report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller was finally released. Shows that Attorney General Bill Barr told the truth weeks ago when he said the investigation found no collusion and that President Trump was not guilty of obstruction of justice. Democrats, though, they used to think highly of Bill Barr, or at least with some regard, and of course Robert Mueller. Of course, that all changes because if the wrong gospel or the wrong facts are presented, then you get on their wrong side, and they're going to bully you down and beat you into submission until you finally relent, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what they do, and we've seen them do this to many different people over the last 10 years, whether it was the kind of things that happened with us through IRS targeting, or what happened to the CEO of Mozilla when his name was leaked and they found out that he had opposed California's Prop 8, which declared marriage to be the union between a man and a woman. They ran him out of the company.
Right.
And they just, that is, you've got Cheryl Atkinson, James Rosen, Fox News, people who were spied on by the Obama administration. The list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. No, this is an established pattern, and we the people need to understand this. As consumers of the media and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, America needs to make sure they go into this with their eyes wide open, because the Democrats are a force to contend with, because, you know, we keep saying over and over again, and this is what Dinesh D'Souza had enlightened us about. He says that, you know, the Democratic Party, like convicts, will hold to the con. They hold to their con no matter what, and they're not about to let it go. You cannot reason with them. There's no room for reason. There's only room for their belief system. As emotional as it is, as, you know, ill-founded in a sense that there's maybe a portion of fact and truth. And that's what makes it so dangerous, because, you know, when I have conversations with well-meaning Democrats, they will give me the narrative that is truthful. But what they don't understand is the rest of the narrative that is one big, humongous lie.
You know, that is so true, and Dinesh D'Souza really nails that. The Democrats do stick to the con. They stick to their story. They keep giving it out over and over and over. But we've seen hardly any Democrats and people in the mainstream news or the fake news, however you want to call it, who have talked about how this whole thing got started and with the investigation into President Trump, or about the phony dossier that was used and funded, that was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign and then used in the FISA court to get warrants to spy on Trump's campaign. And we found there was spying, which is what Trump said from very, very early in his presidency, and the media made fun of him. And now we know that he was right all along, and the Democrats still just hold to it, and they want to say, oh, well, he didn't get in trouble because he was colluding with the Russians, but he definitely was obstructing justice, even though he had all the power to have taken action to prevent the investigation from proceeding, and he did not do that.
Well, Jenny Beth, you know, mainstream America asks, wait a minute, they talk about Russian collusion. Well, didn't this dossier supposedly come from the Russians, and didn't it subsequently become a paid-for oppo piece from Hillary Clinton? So if there was collusion and direct contact or inappropriate contact from the Russians, why aren't they looking at the Hillary camp connection with the Russians and the conspiracy that ensued with the FBI, the White House, and the mainstream media?
It's a very good question.
I guess we can't ask that question. It's too obvious, I guess, maybe. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know something, though? I've read about half, I haven't finished yet, of the Mueller report. And one of the things about the Russians that it says repeatedly is that they wanted to sow discord in America. And I would say they've succeeded in doing that. And that dossier certainly helped begin that process. And we can talk about all the things that they did on social media, but maybe they were doing things on social media with one hand and they planted the seeds with another that created trouble for Trump. So they're creating trouble for both candidates.
Right.
And the discord certainly exists right now in America.
Well, early on, we said that Vladimir Putin had to be excited, because we made this molehill into this incredible range of mountains that is never ending. With what? A couple of bucks, you know, some, penny loafer money for some ads in Facebook. And we've caught, you know, he's become the celeb du jour of the disruption of the whole voting process. And this is all viewed through the lens by the Democrats and the mainstream media, through the lens that explains why Donald Trump could have been elected over Hillary Clinton. It's impossible. Donald Trump should have never won the presidency, and the only way that he could have was because of the Russians. You've got to be kidding me. But, you know, they go on and make this this whole narrative up, and Vladimir Putin's going, gosh, I didn't think it was going to be this easy.
Right. I think that is exactly right. And the Democrats really need to be careful. They want to continue with their investigations, and yet there is a survey, a Monmouth survey, that says that 54% to 39% survey respondents say that it's time for Congress to move on to other issues. Maybe it's time for the Democrats to actually put America first. President Trump certainly has been trying to do that, and he's made it a mantra and really a theme of his presidency, America first. When are the Democrats going to do the same?
They're not there, and it's not going to happen, and this is why the people need to be critical thinkers and discerners of the truth here, because the Democratic Party is totally unhinged, to your point. And they are providing a disservice to all of Americans, whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent, because they're not doing their job. They're not dealing with real issues at the border. They're not dealing with infrastructure issues. I mean, and especially now with the 2020 elections ahead, the rhetoric that's going, and they're just upping one another. I mean, they're clearly out of control. I mean, this party needs to call time out on itself, really have some soul searching, because they are drowning, Jenny Beth, and they don't even know it.
Yeah, they don't. You're absolutely right. They really don't even know it. And they're fueled by the resist movement, and the resist movement should realize right now that all they're doing is resisting a duly elected president, which is harmful to our country. That doesn't help our country. It undermines our democracy, which they claim they love.
Well, going back to what you said earlier, and this has been a pattern of the Democratic Party for a long time, and that is if they say the debate is over, they self-determine, debate's over, anybody that would stand up against any idea that they have concluded and codified by opinion, okay, not by due process, just by their own self-appointed opinion, they codify it and say, okay, this is a law, it's a fact. You can't argue it. If you do, you're going to be weaponized against like what you pointed out would happen with a Tea Party and the IRS, the EPA, or any other three-letter agency. They're going to come after, and in case with Donald Trump, then it was the FBI, right?
That is exactly right. And it's hard. We have to keep standing for liberty and freedom and free speech.
Well, again, remind everybody where they can go to be activated and be part of the solution and not part of the problem in this country.
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, that's TeaPartyPatriots.org.
She's the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin, on Bill Martinez Live. Jenny Beth, have a great day. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a ball!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
The great thing about facts? They're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S., Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Oh, you ever watch your kids melt down? You ever watch them have a meltdown? That starts when they're about 7 the first time. Hey, clean your room. Get off my back. Your kids work a whole lot harder for your friends and neighbors than they do for you. I get calls all the time. Your sons are great. Your oldest is in my yard right now digging me a pool with a spoon. And they come home, they make a ham sandwich. They put the plate in the dishwasher. Where does it end around here?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 13 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest has been looking forward to this opportunity. He is absolutely hysterical. We're not going to put him on the line or anything like that because he just is naturally funny. He's regarded as one of the premier clean comedians in the business. Yes, you heard it right, clean comedians. It's not an oxymoron. It does happen. When I grew up, that's all we heard was clean comedians, you know, that you didn't have to put the kids away or anything like that, Jeff Allen.
No, that was in America I grew up in. Yeah, there was laws, actually. They would handcuff you and throw you in jail. Sort of like today, but different.
Yeah, exactly.
Different just today. So.
That's right. I know. It's you know, you had Lenny Bruce who was on the edge. He was the one that was repeatedly getting thrown in jail. But we had guys like Bob Hope and Red Skeleton, huh?
Yeah, I remember Red, man, the Heathcliff and whatever the seagulls. I do.
That's right. Well, Jeff, in your tour, which is coming up, the America I Grew Up In tour, of course, you know, your videos have gone absolutely viral, and we feature one at BillMartinezLive.com. The the woman's code, the wife's code, it's hysterical. My friends are just, you know, they've had to go out and get an extra supply of Depends because they're wetting themselves over it.
Oh, that's great. That's always a good thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're married, right?
I am. I have. As a matter of fact, I appreciate the interview. I was out scrubbing my deck for mildew when you called, so I am thankful and grateful that you are chatting with me, because I'm off my knees and not scrubbing mildew. So that's what I do on my
It's a little
time.
Bit of an excuse, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
I,
you know, hey,
you think
either
that
man, or you're...
You think any man would be doing that if they weren't married? Honestly.
Does, that's right.
Does any guy even own a deck? I would be living in a... I don't know. I'd be... Whatever I was living in would be condemned years ago. She does. Mm-hmm. Does keep me clean. Matter of fact, when my son was in high school, I went over to his girlfriend's house and gave her $100 because she was able to get him to bathe without having me tell him. That's when I knew something was up. He was bathing and brushing his teeth. And I said to my wife, what's going on? It's scaring me. She said, he's got a girlfriend. I go, yo, okay. I need to compensate her for that, man. You know?
Well, exactly, because it's always fun raising boys. You got two boys, right?
I do. They're growed, as they say in Tennessee. I have four grandchildren. So, yeah, everything I was told about grandchildren are true. They are definitely your reward for not killing your teenage sons. If you just let those ingrates live, they'll bring you a bundle of joy years later. That's all I know. And I'm spoiling the granddaughters. Because I don't care.
Well, good
really
for
care.
You.
Yeah.
Well, and that is, they're so special. I've been blessed with 10 grandchildren, actually 9, and we've got one coming. Yeah, we're in Maui right now with our daughter, and she's the one that's expecting, and her 2.5-year-old, he only knows one speed, and that's hyper. I mean, it is not, and this is a kid that put us through it, Jeff. He was born with a hole in his heart, but you'd think today it's like nothing happened. I mean, it's the parents and grandparents that are brain damaged, but he's doing great. He's awesome.
Man, it's terrific. Yeah, my son, my youngest, he got to be 5, and turned out he was a biter in kindergarten. So that was a phase that I'm glad he outgrew, you know, especially as a parent, because you walk into kindergarten, they look at you as the parent, because they think that's how you discipline. You just start gnawing on your kid's arm. I'm glad he outgrew it. You know, everything they go through is always a phase, isn't it? Your parents tell you, I don't worry about it, I'll outgrow that. Well, you hope he does. I hate the same gnawing on people at 17 years old, you know.
Right. Well, in today's culture, that's almost appropriate with all these apocalyptic zombies walking around, you know. So, you know, they might think maybe he's getting prepared for something down the road. Speaking of one of your sons in the military, right?
Yeah, Aaron served 6 years with the 101st Airborne. Oh. And we are extremely grateful, and we're proud of his service, but even more grateful. Mm-hmm. Because they turned him into an adult. He moved back home for a while to reacclimate to civilian life. And I remember 19 months into that, Tammy, my wife, says, and very perturbed, Tammy said, how long does it take to acclimate? Uh-huh. And I said, well, I don't know. I'll go down and ask. You know, so I asked him, did the Army teach you a skill? He said, well, I can kill you 6 ways with a popsicle stick. All right. Well, you enjoy that video game, my man, you know.
Right,
Mom and
exactly.
I run upstairs, and Tammy says, what'd he say? He said, get rid of the fudge stickle because he's going on a diet. That's what he said. Yeah, it was a transition from that to, I think he was 27 when he moved. He just took off. He didn't tell us. Just packed up his car when we weren't paying attention. Yeah, and I call him for dinner on his cell phone, and I said, where you at? He goes, I'm in Atlanta, 4 hours away from us. I said, what are you doing in Atlanta? He goes, I'm running away from home. I said, you're 27. You can't run away from home at 27. You're getting on with your life, and your mother and I are proud of you, man.
So, well, good
enjoy
for you.
Wherever you're headed. Call us when you get there. And see, I don't know about you, Bill, but we were told to leave. I was brainwashed to leave my parents' house at 18. It didn't matter. Starting when
I was
7 years old.
Right.
Yeah, if I complained about these mashed potatoes are cold. Well, when you're 18 and you're living in your own place and you're on your own, you can have warm mashed potatoes. It didn't matter. I was told 18 was the number. You're gone. And
exactly.
I went to college for a year, came home, and my bedroom was a sewing room. What does that tell you? you know, you can crash on the couch, but you ain't living here, pal. That's your mother's sewing room,
right.
And you're not taking
That's
it
right.
over. And so now, who knew you could sit at home? These kids today, who knew you could sit at your parents' house in the basement typing on the Twitter machine till you're 30 years old, man? You know?
Right. Playing video games, and you're thinking, well, sooner or later, he's going to get a female interest, and that will cause
right.
him to grow up. But these kids now, they're deferring that whole process. And that's a little
right.
bit unfair for us that got married to realize, you know, as your dad said, he gave you the secret to life, didn't he, right before
yeah.
you got married, about, you
right.
know, whether you wanted
happy
to be
wife.
Right or be happy, right? Yeah.
Right, absolutely. And he said, you know, there are two questions you need to ask yourself. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And then it took me a while, but I figured it out. I'm a happy guy. I've been right, 15 years now? So it doesn't matter. I just want
like
to
you say,
get
it takes
to,
a while.
Just back to hitting golf ball. That's
uh-huh.
Just get back to hitting golf ball.
Right.
Whatever. And
well,
scrub the deck.
Yeah, speaking of which, do you actually get out there? Do you actually get out there to hit golf balls, or are you just practicing to get out there to hit golf balls?
That was one of my favorite questions she ever asked me. I'm leaving the house with golf uh-huh. clubs on my shoulders, shoes in my hands, and yeah. she says, "Where are you going?" You know? And I didn't know any better. I just turned around and said, "I'm going bowling, Columbo." You know? And if you're taking notes, listening, that's the wrong answer. 2 hours
right.
later, I was still in my living room screaming. What is this about? I don't even know what it's about. About the right answer.
What are you trying to tell me here? Just give it to me straight.
Right.
You know, it's
straight
that code.
Up,
that code they talk in that we all can relate into, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, I don't know if, but it's like the closet vision. I talk about that. My wife has that closet vision for 30 years. She has the same, if we have a date to go out, same ritual, gets in the shower, gets out of the shower, and wraps herself in a towel. She does her hair, she does her makeup, and then she walks into her closet, and she goes blind for an hour. Literally blind. There's nothing to wear. I don't know what I'm going to do. There's nothing to wear. And every now and then she would come out, hold something up, and say, "What do you think of that? You look beautiful in that. You're just saying that. You're right, I am. I just want to get out of here before they change management one more time." You know, and it's amazing how quick her vision comes back once she's completely dressed, because that's when she looks at me and goes, "Ooh, you're not wearing those clothes, are you? No, these are my practice clothes. They went out of style while I was waiting for you to get dressed. Are you kidding me?" And, you know, this goes back to the Garden of Eden. You know it does. It's set in the Bible.
Yeah,
Adam and
yes,
Eve
it does.
Sinned. It was the first time they had to clothe themselves. They hide themselves from God. Adam got dressed right away. Mm-hmm. You know that. First leaf on the ground, slapped it on, yeah. said, "I'm ready to go." Eve shot that garden
yes.
3, 4, 5 days. Who knows? Nothing to wear. I don't know what he expects us to wear. And Adam just says, "Well, try the fern." Nobody wears a fern after September. "Try the fig. The fig makes me look fat. Why don't you just shut up?" And so it goes. Century. And, you know, at some point, Eve probably said something to Adam like, "You know, one bite of an apple and I got to suffer like this." Well, not just you, Eve. Not just you.
Yeah. And the legacy continues to this day, no doubt about it. But but Jeff, I appreciate all the marriage advice. I mean, in the videos and the comedy, you are such a blessing. You know, for a time such as this, and I've been saying for a long time, especially in the political environment in which we live in today, we need people who can give it to us straight and clean. And funny, because we need to laugh more. Laughing is a healing
yeah.
agent, no doubt. Hey, Jeff, stay in touch. I want to stay connected with you, and we'll follow the tour and have you back and get updates because we need to keep it funny. And I appreciate your gift. Thank you so much. Jeff Allen, the America I Grew Up In Tour. You got it. Take care, buddy. God bless.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy. therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code, MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that.